Hey everyone, it's Storytime with Aussie Dad, and today we're going to be reading Voss versus the Vast Vicious Villainous Volcano by Algernon. Alright, let's get started. On the island of Maui lies a legend or myth of a little beach boy named Little Voss Smith. But a mere toddler, small in stature and height, with eyes bluish green and hair sandy white. Each day at the beach he would play in the sand with a small yellow shovel and blue bucket in hand. He enjoyed riding waves on his green boogie board and hearing the call of the whales on the soft ocean floor. Each day at the beach with his mum and his dad, oh, the time of his life little Voss had. There is a song that the natives here sing, a tale of the day that once changed everything. The vast vicious volcano, so villainous and vile, has suffered great defeat by a little boy's smile. An island once peaceful and calm all the while was suddenly disturbed by something quite vile. According to legend, not so long ago, out of the ocean a mountain did grow, blocking the sun, standing half a mile tall, with steam at its peak. 'Twas no mountain at all. A villainous volcano overlooking the beach soon opened his mouth and offered this speech.
I'm a vicious volcano, vile, vast and wide, with hot molten lava spewing inside. I can choose to erupt whenever I please and bring towns and villages down to its knees. With lava and ash for miles I can reach. I hereby declare this is now my beach. So pack up your families and flee or get burned. And for as long as you live, you shall never return.
Everyone in the village and each little town deemed it unsafe and shut the beach down. According to legend, which some call a myth, everyone fled the beach except little Voss Smith. Sprawled out on his board with a smile ear to ear, just enjoying the beach as if nothing to fear. The vicious volcano didn't like this at all, so he stirred up a rumbling from deep in his walls. The waves all trembled and washed up to the shore and swept little Voss Smith down to the ocean floor. For the vicious volcano, this was quite the delight when Voss didn't emerge and remained out of sight. The entire island was saddened, for it just wasn't right. Boy versus volcano? Now that's not a fair fight. Suddenly, in the distance, something took to flight, with bluish green eyes and hair sandy white. Somehow, little Voss managed to escape, red towel on his back that some say was a cape, standing tall on his board and riding the sea. The vicious volcano cried, "How can this be?" A tiny toddler, so bold and so brave, got back on his board and conquered the waves. When all that had witnessed what little Voss did, they realized that there was no fear in this kid. A powerful lesson that a child had to teach. Soon all had decided to return to the beach. The vicious volcano was now in despair, for he was rendered powerless if the people didn't fear. Thanks to little Voss, the island took back their beach, and the volcano mounted. You can still hear him screech. Reduced to a pebble and lost in the sea, the vicious volcano shall never more be. Forever a day that one must not forget. How a little boy lived in spite of a threat. As for the island of Maui, they return every day to enjoy the beach and watch little Voss play. And that's the end of the book. I hope you enjoyed the story. All right, bye for now.
Psst. Hey everyone,
It's me, Aussie Dad. I just wanted to let you know that you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook by typing in Storytime with Aussie Dad, and you'll find me there. And also, if you'd like to get your very own copy of this awesome book, Voss versus the Vast Vicious Villainous Volcano by Algernon, head over to Amazon, where type the name of the book into the search and you'll find your very own copy there. And what's better than having your own copy to read along with me? All right. Anyway, have an awesome week and I'll chat to you soon. All right. Bye for now.